A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. To the Jews who believed in him, Jesus said, "If you make my word your home, you will indeed be my disciples. You will learn the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered, "We are descended from Abraham, and we have never been the slaves of anyone. What do you mean? You will be made free." Jesus replied, "I tell you most solemnly, everyone who commits sin is a slave. Now the slave's place in the house is not assured, but the son's place is. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are descended from Abraham, but in spite of that, you want to kill me, because nothing I say has penetrated into you. What I, for my part, speak of is what I have seen with my Father. But you put into action the lessons learnt from your Father." They repeated, "Our Father is Abraham." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do as Abraham did. As it is, you want to kill me when I tell you the truth, as I have learnt it from God. That is not what Abraham did. What you are doing is what your father does." And this is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. When I was young, I remember my mother saying, "Always speak the truth, because if you tell a lie, you will then have to tell many more to cover up the first one." As I grow older, I realize that truth is more about a person, about having a relationship with this person, Jesus, who is the truth I can trust, and who is one with God. In today's Gospel, we hear Jesus saying that all he has ever done is to tell the truth as he heard it from God. Powerful words, as is the statement, "If you obey my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Later, when we enter into Holy Week and as we come to meditate on the Passion of Jesus, we will see Jesus before Pilate, who says when interrogating him, "So you are a king?" And we hear Jesus answer, "Yes, I am a king. I was born for this. I came into the world to be a witness to the truth." Then we hear that amazing question from Pilate. "Truth? What is that?" What a question for us to ponder in this time of Lent. What is the truth in my life, in your life? So in the Gospel we have just heard, tension is growing between Jesus and those plotting to kill him. As Jesus continues to reveal his relationship with his Father, the Jews are being confronted with the real challenge of faith, that is, to trust this person, Jesus. Jesus speaks about himself as the truth, who can liberate the slave, those who are slaves to sin, liberate them to become free and to become a children of God. We may wonder why the Jews objected to this promise of freedom and why they were so challenged. And we may also wonder about ourselves. Whenever we are confronted by truth, we are forced to do some real soul-searching before making a response. As the conflict unfolds, this issue of who is whose father takes center stage. The opponents of Jesus appeal to Abraham and then God as their father. Yet in response, Jesus goes so far as to say, "The devil, the father of lies, is their father." Only in the naming of untruth can we learn the truth to become free. The real truth here is that God is the Father of Jesus, and the Jews don't want to accept this from Jesus. Truth is often difficult to understand, to allow it to penetrate our being. So what does this mean for us today in this time of Lent as we make this journey, the journey that Jesus invites us on, to be a disciple? If you make my word your home, you will indeed be my disciple. Dietrich Bonhoeffer reminds us that discipleship is commitment to the suffering Christ. So as disciples of Christ, we follow this Christ, the truth, who sets us free. And this, of course, requires us to be open. More important than trying to understand this truth is the importance of being open to God's grace. Today's gospel, full of contrast between truth and lies, calls us to be open to the Word of God. As my mother told me, when we think lies will free us from awkward situations, we soon learn it is only the truth, that is, the following of a suffering Christ, that will set us free. We pray to be open to seek the truth in love at all times, even when we are not understood, and it means suffering as a disciple. We follow the suffering Christ who said, "I am the truth." Let us live this truth in whatever prophetic stance we are called upon to live. Like Jesus, can we say, "I am in this world to bear witness to the truth"? Recently, as I listened to a woman who is a preacher, struggles with her people who say, "If there is a God, why does this God not intervene and take away the pain and suffering of our world?" I was pushed to reflect on truth. And so I said, "And what do you want to say?" Her response, "I want to cry out, God is suffering too in the pain of this world." "Is that what you believe?" I asked. "Then why not tell them your truth?" Remember Pilate's question? What is truth? So as we ponder that question and know that Jesus is the truth, the way, the truth, and the life, let us allow Jesus to make us free. Blessings on the last few days of this Lenten journey.